Monday night, and Tuesday might not be quite right. So come by Sunday, Sunday night I'm free.
Hello, welcome to Smashing Sundays. I'm Beth Granville.
And I'm Lucy Pinder.
And we're doing a podcast together because we've both found ourselves single in our 30s after really long relationships. And one hungover Sunday, I decided to ask Lucy to move in with me because we were having such
she
a great time
yes.
together. Hashtag she said yes. And we decided to make our Sundays smashing because they can be a bit lonely when you're single.
Yeah,
you know?
I think when you're first single and that's like Sunday is such a couple-y day. So we kind of said, right, okay, well, we're going to like reclaim our Sundays and do fun things like go around
Hampton Court. go around Hampton Court and get involved in some immersive Tudor theatre. Do a little dance. What are those Tudor dances called?
Oh, God, I've forgotten.
All right, I'll come back to us. Make a Sunday roast. We made a single roast for five very attractive single men.
Yeah, that's one of our
the other week.
That was
one of our favourite things to do. They bring gifts. It's fabulous. What else do we do? Farmers market. Love a farmers market.
Although all we do is just stare at things and go, oh, I might come back and buy. I don't think I've ever bought anything at the farmers market. I just stand there and chat to people and then go, oh, I'm going to come back.
That's because we live in London. We can't afford to buy anything. Time with me.
So for our first ever Smashing Sundays podcast, we have got the incredible triple threat. She is an actress, a singer, a comedian. We've got bloody Tori Scott here.
Welcome.
Woo! Hi.
Thank you for coming.
I'm so excited to be the first guest. Thank you.
We are so thrilled that you just, because when we were kind of looking at guests and you literally, because Beth was going to see Tori and just went, oh my God, Tori's here. We were like, perfect.
Well, this
You're our dream guest.
Thank you. This is the best way to spend my final day in London before I head back to New York. So thanks
we
for
hope
having
it
me.
Will be. New York Sunday like?
Well, we definitely don't have Sunday roasts. I experienced a Sunday roast.
Have you had
here.
One?
Yes. It's like a Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, I can't. The effort it takes every Sunday
it's
is
intense,
amazing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I loved it. Absolutely loved it. It just seemed like a lot to do every Sunday.
Beth did one. So we tend to invite all of our single male friends around for a Sunday lunch.
And that's good.
Just like my grandma used to do.
you smashed it, love.
I did absolutely smash it. Yorkshire puddings from scratch. Gravy.
Wait, what's Yorkshire pudding again? It's the
batter.
The batter looking.
Yeah. Baked with a bit of oil. Really healthy
right,
stuff.
I remember now, yeah.
Really good
really
stuff.
Really good for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, gravy, Yorkshire puddings, cauliflower cheese, roast parsnips, nut roast.
Nut roast from scratch.
Wow.
Not to name drop, but give recipe given to me by the actor Steve Spears. He absolutely smashed it. So I'll be putting that on our Instagram
Stolen
link.
From the hairy biker.
Yeah. Yeah, what was your favourite bit of your Sunday roast when you had one here?
I mean, I was just taken aback by how enormous it was. It was they were out of steak or the beef, I think it was. So I got the chicken, and it was a huge piece of chicken with potatoes and Yorkshire pudding, which I really thought pudding is a different word in America. Like when you think of pudding, it's more of like
sweet.
A dessert kind of
well,
thing.
Well, yeah, we do. I'm trying to think if there's any other
sorry, this is coming
savory.
From people who have scones on breakfast. Biscuits with bacon. I mean, I thought you'd be into that. That's you're all
no,
over
no,
that.
I'm totally into it. It was hard to, the word is hard to wrap my head around.
Of course.
When
I see it. Like biscuits for us
it's like,
with
it's
breakfast.
So, yeah, it would be like a biscuit. But like
I had
a really
maple
yummy
syrup
biscuit.
On my breakfast. I accidentally poured maple syrup on my eggs when I was in America when I was young, and I cried. I thought, that'll be real. I thought it was like some kind of like a ketchup or something. And I was like eating my scrambled eggs just in tears, thinking, who would do this? You'd have a sweet sauce with eggs.
On our Sundays, we don't necessarily have Sunday roast, but in New York, especially if you're single or out dating, we have Sunday fun days. And it's basically to deny and live in denial that Monday's coming. So you start out with brunch and you start out with like bottomless mimosas or Bellinis or Bloody Marys. And You get all sorts of brunch meals. Like, have you ever had chicken and waffles?
We've had cheese.
Highly recommend chicken and waffles. So it's like fried chicken on a waffle.
We don't do flesh, do we?
We don't do flesh, but we'll fry some corn and have that with some waffles.
On a waffle and it put syrup on that. Or, you know, you just have a huge breakfast kind of meal with unlimited booze. And then you go from bar to bar after that, especially if it's like a nice day.
Well, I'm obsessed with that idea.
We basically have American New York Sundays then, don't we?
Yeah, this whole time, and we didn't know. We kind of do that sometimes.
When you're single and maybe you don't have like you don't live near your family to sit and have a big roast. What's better than a massive brunch and getting trolleyed?
Just absolutely escaping from reality for 12 hours straight. Monday's a shocker, though, isn't it, with a hangover?
Oh, it's awful.
Something really filthy about waking up on a Monday with a hangover.
Oh, it's horrid.
That start to the
week. The older I get, the more I have to curb the Sunday fun days and stop them on at a certain time. Mm. So, like, before the sun goes down.
Yeah.
So before the sun goes down, I'm like, okay, I got to get home because I will feel like crap the next day.
Yeah, it's hard though, isn't it? The nature of booze makes you want more booze. That's its
thing. And, you know, here, that you measure out all of your booze. And in New York,
they just chuck it in.
Free pour. Yeah. Yeah. I fell asleep once at a bar.
Any once.
I mean, there is this bar I went to. A friend of mine is a drag queen and hosted drag queen bingo. And they
Amazing.
Had, and they have the strongest drinks there. And I fell asleep at the table. I passed out at the table in the middle of the day. I'm very proud of that.
No, that's but drinking incredible. In the day does make you tired.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, especially when they fill an entire glass with vodka and a splash of soda.
Wow.
And you stuck to your rule about getting to bed before the sun went down.
Win-win.
Yeah, you've absolutely smashed that. That is a smashing Sunday. When I lived in New York, actually, for a week last year, I did a brunch and it was great.
Yeah.
It was a nice boozy brunch. It was really fun. You guys know how to eat.
Well, it's hard. If you're not a New Yorker, my sister brought a bunch of her girlfriends for a weekend. They saw a show of mine and they all wanted to get away from the kids. And so they experienced New York brunch and they went, again, to a drag queen brunch because they're very popular and they have all the bottomless drinks. But if you're doing a bottomless brunch, you've got to pace yourself because they'll just put pictures.
Because otherwise you'll die.
You'll die. And liver they essentially failure. Died because they got so drunk, they decided to go to Trump Tower because they wanted, can I curse? Is that okay?
Yeah,
they
wanted, swear away.
They wanted to take a shit in Trump Tower and, and like,
good,
not flush.
Great fun. Oh, yeah.
That was their drunken objective. So they take a cab to Trump Tower. One of the girls fell out of the cab, smashed her face on the sidewalk and just wouldn't stop bleeding.
My God.
They go back to the hotel room. She's bleeding all over the hotel. And they just were so, they couldn't handle a bottomless
no.
brunch.
That's like the opposite of a smash. That's a savage Sunday, not a smashing Sunday.
Yeah.
Also, with the like, I like the sentiment of the like defecating in Trump Tower thing, but it won't be Trump cleaning it up, will it? It'll be a cleaner.
No, but they didn't end up going in. They weren't
good.
Allowed
I'm glad
in.
They smashed their heads open, is what I'm saying.
Sunday, come for tea.
If you could take one of our things and take it back to New York as like a gift from the UK, what would it be? Because I'm stealing the alcoholism from the New York ideas. We'll do more of that bottomless drinking.
Really? I feel like there's a lot of alcoholism in London too.
You can always have a bit more.
Yeah.
You could we'll have a bit of free. Well, I'm going to introduce free pouring to the UK. That's what I'll do.
Yes, that I think.
So I'll bring that. What would you take? We would die. Very much
I would definitely take back the Sunday roast because I think that is just the idea of cooking a meal or having, in my case, having friends cook me a Sunday roast because I'm a horrible cook. That would be amazing.
You
it's like a lovely time to just, it could be a fun thing for me to start doing and invite people over and just
it is
really,
lovely.
Yeah.
We do
it's a
love
lovely
it.
Thing to do for like your single friends because like a lot of us had kind of long-term relationships and you have somebody to kind of, it's nice to like have people to cook for that are really appreciative.
Yeah, like we got bought one of our friends that came around for the last Sunday roast I did. He turned up with a George Michael tea towel, right, as a gift. for having him for Sunday roast.
Absolutely.
That was better than anything my Smash partner of 12 years ever
yeah.
did.
Same.
Yeah. They bring wine, yeah. a French bulldog, one of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. yeah. It was. They were so appreciative. They were fabulous company. It was just, it was yeah. so fun. It was really fun. It's a nice thing to do, I think.
We do a lot of gatherings like that, but I feel like, especially in the winter, with Sundays, people really tend to hibernate.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a nice
thing.
It's
so lovely just all sitting around in the kitchen drinking wine yeah. while we do the roast. I very much am sous chef.
Lucy, she is a very good sous chef.
I can cook, but Beth doesn't let me cook.
Well, oh, you like you to go it, in the kitchen.
I love it. I do love cooking. Yeah. yeah. Yeah, but you're good at all the chopping and everything, aren't you? I'm really controlling now. It's awkward.
I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, no, I am a bit. Cool, so you'd take the roast. Don't blame you at all.
Not pole dark, no. They got that in America.
Oh, yeah. We have that on PBS. Yeah.
Oh, I already got it.
Mm-hmm.
What, pole dark?
Yeah.
He is. We went to see Aidan Turner in something, and I was kind of always like, oh, he's fine. He's, you know, he's quite, he's of course, he's good looking. That's fine. He walked on stage, and
There was an audible gasp.
There was an audible gasp
in the place.
And I was like, he's incredible.
Every time he came on stage, Beth just kept squeezing my arm. I was like, I know.
Well, are you ready for
That's
this?
That's why I paid £125 right. for the tickets.
My friend Caitlin is dating him.
Oh, well done her.
Is she?
Yes, yeah. They filmed a movie together a while back.
She's really nice as well.
She's lovely.
So happy for her.
She's
so happy for us.
Yeah. So happy.
Thrilled for her.
I know.
No, we're not.
It was so... Well, it was funny because I heard she was dating him and I saw her... I saw her this summer, but I found out last year and I kind of knew who he was. And then I watched an episode of Poldark and I was like,
Poldark.
Oh my God.
I know.
Like, wow.
Did you send her a message?
Congratulations.
Normally I would not advocate getting a boyfriend, but I will let you have that one because that's something else.
Yeah. It really is amazing when you see like a really, really attractive guy and you know the person that's dating him and sleeping with him. Don't you always want to be like, congratulations, that's a great accomplishment?
So. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't happen that often, thank God.
Yeah.
Because that'd be a bit depressing on the reg. Right. Oh, it's another one of my friends dating Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Oh, but he's not attractive.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio. No. Right, Tori, you're going to have to leave.
If there's one thing we will not have.
If there's one thing, cursing was fine.
Your friend can have Aidan Turner, but we will not have a bad word.
We will not have a bad word said against DiCaprio. We're both absolutely obsessed with him. It's like one of the main reasons we're friends.
Yeah.
We're absolutely obsessed with him.
Wait, what? Can you explain
he's
this?
He's beautiful and he's the best actor on the planet.
Literally the best actor
Don't know
on the
what
planet.
Else to...
Wow.
Really? Not at all?
No, not at all. I mean, I think he's a great actor.
But not attractive?
Not
Sorry.
At all. Have you seen him lately?
I'm so sad that this is a podcast and no one can see our faces. It's a mixture of fury and shock and disbelief. It's like someone, if
like
I believed in God,
they
going,
puppies,
they don't, yeah,
it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
the worst. Souls come by Sunday. Sunday. Come for tea.
So, period dramas, right? So, Poldark, we love a bit of Pride and Prejudice.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Madding Crowd.
Yes. Madding Crowd on
Huge
a hangover
fans.
On Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I have seen every version of Pride and Prejudice imaginable. I don't know why I enjoy that story so much.
Because it's
but
superb.
I do.
Because it's one of the best stories ever written.
I love it, and I can sit and watch any version of it. And I think I would have been really happy back then. But only if I were wealthy. Like, knowing me, I probably, and my family, I would have ended up being, like, one of the servants.
Same.
But
I'd
like to, pretend that I would. Yeah, there. Right? Yeah.
If we didn't have money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'd be on the gins.
I just like the fact
that in a back alley.
Yeah, and they, like, just did a lot of sitting.
Yeah.
Which is really lovely. And like walking around the room.
Yeah, a nice little
like
strut,
really,
a turn around the grounds. I love a turn in the grounds.
I was like, that's amazing. I just, what a lifestyle.
right, so if we don't do something fun on a Sunday, it's because we're too hungover. So we just sit in bed scrolling through social media.
Right.
And we message each other from our rooms. Yeah. So our rooms are across the hall from each other. And we'll sort of, if we get a bit tired of being in the living room or the kitchen, we'll go to our beds. Sometimes we'll go to the same bed. Sometimes we'll go to different beds. We really know how to mix it up.
Yeah.
And we'll just send each other.
It's like, you know, when you're a kid and you imagine boarding school being really fun. Like, that's like us being flatmates.
It is.
Yeah.
We have an absolute riot. And then we just just text each other from our bedrooms then. Just send each other funny stuff from our own rooms. So you get a real hole. I get in a you get in Instagram holes, I get in Twitter holes. Oh, and I'll just be reading these mad people's threads just hours
on end.
Does
it make you angry?
Yeah, and sad. Yeah.
That's why I'm an alcoholic. Instagram, but then I look at a lot of disabled dogs on Instagram, don't I?
She's obsessed with. I got to teach drama on a Saturday morning, and she's in exactly the same position, like Tutankhamun in bed, in tears, because she's looking at Instagram.
I was just going to ask,
disabled dogs.
Is there a lot of crying on Sundays in your flat?
Yeah, I'm quite. If we've been out the night before, I'm quite sensitive on a Sunday, so I sit and watch. I try and find Michael Jackson videos.
I'll just hear, like, from Lucy's room, "Bitty baby with the high."
And I'm just there, like, and then find, I've had to unfollow certain dog accounts on Instagram because now they're all dying, and I'm like, oh, this isn't good.
Yes. Do you have the I think it's called the Dodo. It's the
I follow that on Twitter.
And they have all of the really feel-good stories about dogs that have been rescued. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'll watch those and just cry.
So you do that on a Sunday sometimes. Yeah.
A good release.
It's a good scrolling Sunday.
Yeah. Scrolling Sunday.
You're
nice.
Not having a smashing Sunday. You're having a scrolling Sunday. Oh, yeah. What's your perfect scrolling Sunday?
Right.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I live alone. I live in a studio, so I could go a whole day without talking to another
That's
human
not
being.
True, is it? Because you've got a cat.
Well, yes.
I've seen
so
it on Instagram.
I do talk to the cat.
Yeah.
She doesn't talk back, but...
That's a shame.
I'll have full-on conversations. But I think a lot of people that have animals and pets and stuff...
Oh, I talk to... Yeah, I look after a dog 3 days a week. I'm obsessed with her. And, we have a lot of chat. Yeah.
I talk to Thierry all the time.
Yeah, that's Lucy's dog.
Aww.
Not the footballer.
No, Thierry Henry doesn't live with me.
I have anymore.
A French bulldog. He's in the basement.
We don't have a basement.
Talk to your animals.
Yeah. That could be the only thing I talk to all day sometimes.
You haven't got an Alexa then?
No.
No.
Can you have a full-on chat with an Alexa? Not really. Alexa, have a chat with me?
Yeah, we were asking it if she thought humans had free will the other day. That was a laugh.
What did she say?
That's a complicated question. I was like, no, love, that's why I asked. You can't throw that out. I teach drama. Like, if a kid asks me a question, I can't go, well, that's really complicated, and then just walk off.
Well, you can.
I do. So, thinking about all those things... What's your perfect Sunday?
Well, I am definitely a creature of habit. So every Sunday morning, I'll make coffee and I'll watch this program, the CBS Sunday Morning News, because it's all very about arts and culture. Usually I cry at least twice.
Is it fake news? Is it real news?
It's real news, but it always profiles certain artists or writers. So it really doesn't have anything to do with the horrible things happening in the world. And so it's a real feel-good show. I'd cry at least twice, I would say. And so that's a great way to start the
Sunday.
Yeah,
cathartic.
Get it all out.
And then I would say like a spring day, so maybe the first warm day in New York after the winter, going to brunch with friends, sitting outside, people watching in Manhattan.
Lovely stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Especially because if it's an early spring day, it's not... The people on the street aren't a lot of tourists. It's a lot of locals that are excited to be outside in the sunshine. And so everyone's like really buzzing and, you get really horny. You know what I mean? Like, you get really boy crazy when it's
yeah, oh,
when it
oh,
starts
yeah,
to get
I love
warm
that
out.
When the sun comes out. This is every Sunday. Yeah, I'm just, yeah, every
But
Sunday.
Like, when it's warm on a spring
oh,
day.
Oh, God,
so
yeah, there's nothing like it. Yeah.
Unlimited, you know,
defecating
bellinis.
In Trump Towers. Yeah. Unlimited everything. None of that. Everything's happening. This is... oh
I
yeah, this is fabulous. Yeah, you've got me. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Sit with your friends, girlfriends, gays, all of them, and people watch, and then, you know, have a nice brunch to like mid-afternoon. Maybe go for a little stroll through the city. I would say like, you know, more downtown. And maybe meet up with like one of your friends with benefits.
Oh, yeah.
You've... The best kind.
Yes. Yeah.
Not because... that I have one.
Because then, well, this is the ideal Sunday. So yeah. You would.
I
yeah,
would.
Yeah,
yeah.
This
have
universe, in this
I
universe.
Do.
Right. I'm so into this universe.
I love it.
Because it has to be a friend with benefits, because then you can kick them out
yeah.
and have your Sunday evening
yes.
all to yourself. And I would end it watching a really good movie or
yes.
show with my cat.
Yeah.
Maybe order some
I feel like I
want to
give you a round of applause for
I,
that.
I think
that's,
yeah.
that is
But wouldn't
so
that be amazing?
Perfect.
People
yeah.
watching, sex, end it with,
it's beautiful.
You know, by yourself.
Perfect, isn't
it?
It
really, really is.
Make it after three.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
you
so much for coming on, Tori. This has been great.
This has been exciting. I love it.
Each time with me. Sunday always gets me down, so come by Sunday, make it after three.